Good afternoon with a look at Radio On The Go News. I'm Mitch Williams. Last night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 51-year-old Margaret Britcher of Iowa Falls on a Johnson County warrant. Britcher is being held at the Hardin County Jail awaiting extradition to Johnson County. Friday night, Iowa Falls Police arrested 59-year-old Keith Pendleton of Coralville for driving while suspended, non-payment. Pendleton was released on Saturday. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office in Eldora made a traffic stop and arrested 48-year-old Vitra Readout of Steamboat Rock for driving while suspended and for a first offense possession of a controlled substance marijuana charge. Readout is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Yesterday at about 4 a.m., Mason City police officers were sent to check on a truck that was reportedly stuck on the Union Pacific Railroad tracks near 9th Street Northwest between North Monroe and North Jackson Avenues. Officers located the unoccupied vehicle. During the investigation, officers found the truck had originally been eastbound on 9th Street Northwest and crashed through signage that had been in place since the railroad crossing was removed as a result of a quiet zone project in the spring of 2018. The person responsible for driving the truck was 43-year-old Aaron Mattson of Mason City, who was cited for not having a driver's license and failing to maintain control. The investigation continues and more charges are possible. Structural repairs to the basement area of Thompson Hall on the Ellsworth Community College campus in Iowa Falls continue, but will not be completed until the end of this month. An August 28th fire at the men's dormitory caused mainly smoke-related damage, but has displaced over 140 students. These ECC students have been relocated to shared spaces in other ECC housing buildings, some faculty staff homes, and the two hotels in Iowa Falls. The Butler County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will hold a public hearing on proposed Amendment No. 5 to the Butler County Logistics Park Urban Renewal Plan. The Butler supervisors will also consider approval of a resolution fixing the date for a meeting on the proposition to issue no more than $2.7 million in general obligation urban renewal bonds. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors have set September 24th as the day to consider bids for construction of the new Law Enforcement Center and for remodeling of the courthouse in Charles City. The total project cost for all the work now stands at over $16.4 million. The previous estimate was $11.8 million. The Samuel Group is working with the county on lowering the cost. The Floyd County supervisors are hoping to keep the project moving forward during the upcoming winter because waiting for another construction season will likely bump the cost up another 4%. Tomorrow, NIAC will offer a program discussing the 2020 Iowa caucus, which will include an overview of the history, process, and role that Iowa plays in the presidential selection process of the U.S. This free class will take place tomorrow in room 200 of the Beam Center on the NIAC campus in Mason City from 3 to 5 p.m. and is open to the public. The presentation will be facilitated by NIAC History and Political Science instructor Bennett Smith and will commemorate Constitution Day, which is held every September 17th. Siouxland Energy, a farmer-owned cooperative in Sioux Center, has decided to halt ethanol production. A written statement from the cooperative blames the Trump administration's waivers, so ethanol does not have to be blended in gasoline produced at what co-op board members say were many large oil refineries. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley of New Hartford says it's time for the renewable fuel standard to be followed as intended.
We want EPA to follow the law, and when EPA announces 15 billion gallons, then actually 15 billion gallons are going to be mixed with petroleum products.
Siouxland Energy is the second ethanol plant in Iowa to cease production. The first was Plymouth Energy, also in northwest Iowa. Yesterday marked 1 month since sports gambling was legalized in the state of Iowa, and the administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission says things seem to be running smoothly at the state's casinos. Brian O'Rielko says commission is happy with the way the casinos have handled things.
There have been a few bugs here and there with regard to the online apps, things that are more cosmetic, nothing operationally. And so from that standpoint, we've been very pleased.
He says casino operators have been happy with the additional traffic they're seeing with sports betting.
As we sit here today, things have appeared to go pretty smoothly. I think the operators that have launched already are pleased with the numbers and the attendance. And so, you know, at least at this point, things seem to be going well.
Orilco says people should be patient with their local casino as sports gambling is still in the early stages of being implemented in the state. Sports betting operations are open for business in 14 of the 19 state-licensed casinos. The Diamond Joe Worth Casino near Northwood opened their sportsbook operation 2 weeks ago with plans to introduce their online and betting sports apps by the end of the year. Governor Kim Reynolds is predicting President Trump will announce new ethanol production guidelines this week.
I can't say too much because we're waiting to see the final wording.
Reynolds flew to Washington, D.C. last Thursday for a meeting at the White House to discuss how to increase the federal ethanol production mandate. President Trump in August gave the green light to waivers so 31 oil refineries do not have to blend ethanol into gasoline. Trump has said he had to save those refineries from certain closing, but he's promised a giant package will be unveiled to boost corn-based ethanol. Reynolds says she feels really good about last week's White House meeting with Trump and farm state senators.
And if what we agreed on is what we see in writing, we'll be supporting it and inviting him here to announce it.
The governor says the ethanol waivers granted to the oil industry erased any gains from President Trump's June announcement that gasoline with a higher 15% blend of ethanol could be sold year-round. She says that message has been delivered.
It's going to have a direct impact on our farmers and our communities and our economy in rural Iowa. And, you know, we helped put him there. And he said when he ran for office, he supported renewable fuels. And it was a really good meeting.
Reynolds made her comments at the Clay County Fair in Spencer during an interview with KICD Radio. More news online at radioonthego.com under the News tab. Mitch Williams, Radio On The Go News.